One of my favorite authors of all time is the great Archbishop Fulton Sheen. He's also done many recordings as well. Some of you might be old enough to remember Bishop Sheen from television or perhaps the radio. And he actually went up against the Milton Berle show, and he had better ratings than Milton Berle at the highlight of his career. Well, Bishop Sheen recorded over 300 talks. He wrote over 100 books. And my mom had the privilege of being one of his secretaries for a couple years when he was a Monsignor teaching philosophy at Catholic University here in Washington, D.C. Well, Bishop Sheen tells the story in one of his talks of how he had to give a talk at the town hall in Philadelphia. So he was driving, but a lot of one-way streets in Philadelphia, and he took the wrong turn and got lost. So he saw a group of teenagers standing there, and so he pulled the car over and asked the oldest one, "Can you give me directions on how to get to the town hall?" And the smart aleck Philadelphia kid said, "Why do you want to go there?" And the bishop says, "Well, I have to go give a talk." And the kid said, "About what?" And the bishop didn't feel like explaining the big theological title of the talk, so he just said, "I'm going to give a talk about heaven and how to get there." And the kid says, "You can't even get to the town hall." So today's feast day of the Ascension is all about heaven and how to get there. The Lord Jesus ascended into heaven after 40 days. So the beautiful feast day, which we celebrate today, is all about heaven. Jesus going to prepare a place for us. Jesus ascending to glory at the right hand of the Father. But after the resurrection, the Lord stayed around for 40 days. What did he do during those 40 days? He instructed the church. He instructed the apostles. He unfolded the scriptures to them, helping them understand the Old Testament scriptures, how they related to him, how he fulfilled all of the Old Testament scriptures, how he was the Messiah, the suffering servant who had to die for the sins of the world, how he opened the gates of heaven. So that's why the Lord spent 40 days building up the church with our Blessed Mother and the apostles, strengthening them. And then on today's feast day, Jesus takes them up the high mountain. And before he ascends back to the right hand of the Father, he tells the apostles, "Go into the whole world and preach the gospel to every creature." So he gave them a commandment. He gave them a mission. The Lord had fulfilled what he was going to do, his passion, death, and resurrection. Jesus opened the gates of heaven. Jesus paid the price for our sins. Jesus redeemed the world. But now they had to go and make the message known throughout all the world. And so he sent them out. And he says, "Go into the whole world and proclaim the gospel." And he says, "Baptize people in the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Those who believe will be saved. Those who do not believe will be condemned." Notice the last thing Jesus told people was to go. The first thing he said to people when he gathered them 3 years earlier was, "Come. Come follow me." And now he's saying, "Go. Go forth and share the good news of salvation to everyone you meet." So this is what's called the Ascension Commandment, that we have the obligation to evangelize, to spread the faith, to bring the faith to as many people as we can, to share our faith. Well, when we think about this feast day of the Ascension, we know it is the second glorious mystery of the Rosary. We pray the Rosary every day, I'm sure, and on certain days we pray the glorious mysteries. But what should we be thinking about? Why did the Lord ascend into heaven? What can be our meditation when we think about the Lord's ascension? Here are a couple thoughts. First, Jesus returned to the Father, where he now sits at the Father's right hand, the place of honor. He went to heaven, Jesus says, to prepare a place for us. Isn't that a wonderful thought? Jesus says, "I go to prepare a place for you at my Father's house. There are many dwelling places." So the Lord went back to the Father to prepare a place for us. This feast day also reminds us that heaven is our true home. We're only going to be alive for 25 years, 50 years, maybe 100 years at the most, right? And that's going to be a small fraction, a small speck compared to eternity. So all of us are pilgrims. We're not on this earth forever. if we're just passing through, God willing, on our way to heaven, to be with the Lord for all eternity. So the feast day of the Ascension reminds us to keep our goal as heaven. That's our goal. That's our destination. That's what we should be journeying to. And any decisions we make in life, we always have to think, will this help me get closer to heaven, or will it take me away from heaven? So that is the goal, to get to heaven. That's what this feast day is all about. Jesus ascends to heaven. He is the head of the body. We're the members. Jesus is now in heaven at the right hand. We too are trying to get there as well. We're on our way to be with the Lord in heaven, our true home. Because we're not going to live forever in this world. We're just passing through as pilgrims. One of the other aspects of this feast day that I like is that this feast day is a feast day of hope. See, the Ascension, when we pray the rosary, we pray for the virtue of hope when we pray this decade. The virtue of hope. We need that today because of all the despair. There's so much discouragement and despair in our world that the virtue that we need especially is the virtue of hope. In times of suffering, in times of difficulty or discouragement or trials or despair, you need the virtue of hope. To trust in the Lord, to hope in eternal life, to one day be with the Lord for all eternity. And lastly, the last thing the Lord did, the reason why he ascended into heaven, was that he was going to send forth the Holy Spirit. He was going to send his Spirit. So he told the apostles, go to the upper room and pray for 9 days. The apostles and Our Lady made the first novena. They prayed to the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit came down upon them. So Jesus sent his Spirit upon the church, upon the apostles. So the Lord wanted to be within us through sanctifying grace, and he left us himself in the Holy Eucharist, body, blood, soul, and divinity. So yes, Jesus is now at the right hand of the Father, but he's also in every tabernacle, in every Catholic church. He is with us in the Blessed Sacrament. So he ascended into heaven so that he could then send his Holy Spirit, so that his Holy Spirit could fill us with his grace. See, what if the Lord had remained on earth visibly? What if he had done that? Think about it for a moment. He would have had to maybe set up shop in Jerusalem. He would have maybe lived in the temple. He would have sat in the glorious throne. And everybody would maybe once in their lifetime could get to visit Jesus, right? Just like Santa Claus, you'd have to line up. But you'd have to line up with millions of people. It'd probably take you 20, 30 years to go through that line just to see Jesus once. If he remained on earth in visible form, in one location. You see, that's what the Lord could have done. And then if we were lucky, sometime during our life, we could have gone to Jerusalem, lined up, spent 20 years waiting in line just to get to see Jesus one time. The Lord did not want to do that. He figured out a better way. He said, I will establish a church. I will establish the priesthood. I will give them the power to change bread and wine into the body and blood of Christ. That way Jesus can be in Leesburg. He can be in Manassas. He can be in Frederick, Maryland. He can be in Percival. In every Catholic church in the Blessed Sacrament. So we don't have to wait in line to see Santa Claus and spend our whole life for one visit. We can come to see Jesus every day in communion, every Sunday. And then he gave us his Spirit so that the Lord lived within us through sanctifying grace. So that's really the last reason why the Lord ascended into heaven, so that he could give us his Spirit, so that Jesus would not just be out there, he would come within us through his grace and through especially his presence in the Blessed Sacraments.